From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. is sending 130 new troops to northern Iraq. More than 800 U.S. troops are already there. NPR's David Wellner reports Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel recommended the new troops as part of on-the-ground assessment teams.
During a stop at Camp Pendleton, Secretary Hagel called the deployment of more assessors to Iraq a temporary mission that does not change the role of the U.S. forces on the ground in Iraq.
As to what they will be doing, they will be looking, as I said, at the entire region and making assessments on capacities and what they see and what is going to be required in any further assistance.
Hagel's spokesman said later that among the options they will be assessing, the newly deployed forces will be looking at the utility of airstrikes to support humanitarian efforts in northern Iraq. David Wellner, NPR News, La Jolla, California.
Indirect talks between Hamas and Israel continue in Cairo today. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, Egypt is proposing an extension to a three-day ceasefire, which is due to expire at midnight local time.
While there's been no breakthrough on a long-term ceasefire agreement, Israeli media reports that there has been some progress in the negotiations, especially on easing restrictions on the seven-year blockade of the Gaza Strip, allowing easier passage of people and goods across the borders with Israel and Egypt. More difficult issues such as disarming Hamas and opening a seaport in Gaza will be left to later talks. Egyptian mediators have spent 10-hour days this week shuttling between the two sides. It's likely to be another long day in the effort to prevent a resumption of fighting between Hamas and Israel. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Ukraine and Western nations are still questioning the status of a convoy of trucks that Russia is sending to Ukraine. Russian officials insist they're carrying relief supplies for people caught in fighting between Ukrainian government troops and pro-Russian rebels. Ukraine says the trucks won't be allowed to cross the border. Ukrainian officials are concerned the convoy is a front for a possible military attack by Russia. Hollywood screen legend Lauren Bacall has died in New York. She was 89 years old. NPR's Netta Ulaby explains how the teenaged Bacall got her start in show business.
As a model, actually. She was only 16 years old, a recent high school graduate, when she attended the Academy of Dramatic Arts. She got through a year, ran out of money. They wanted her to stay, but at that time, there were only scholarships available for men. So she dropped out, started modeling, caught the attention of Diana Vreeland, and ended up on the cover of Harper's Bazaar in 1943. Then everyone wanted her, including Howard Hawks, who directed To Have or To Have Not.
That was the film that paired Bacall with her future husband, Humphrey Bogart. Bacall earned two Tonys for her Broadway work, a Golden Globe Award for the film The Mirror Has Two Faces, and a Lifetime Honorary Achievement Oscar. You're listening to NPR. There are more protests reported in a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri, following the fatal police shooting of a black teenager last weekend. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch now reports police in Ferguson, Missouri, have shot and wounded a man they claim was pointing a gun at them. Earlier, President Obama weighed in, urging Americans to remain calm. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama called the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown heartbreaking. But after violent protest and dozens of arrests in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson, Missouri, Obama urged residents there and across the country to remember Brown with reflection and understanding. In a written statement, the president said that's what the teenager's family and the broader American community deserve. Obama notes the Justice Department is investigating Brown's death. Police say the young man was shot Saturday during a struggle with an officer, though some witnesses dispute that, saying Brown had raised his hands in surrender. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Record-setting rainfall dropped in the Baltimore-Washington, D.C. region yesterday. More than 6 inches of rain fell at Baltimore-Washington International Airport, flooding roads and parking lots. Not far away, the town of Laurel, Maryland, saw flooding too, says Mayor Craig Moe.
I've never seen that much water come across Bowie Road and Marshall Avenue area since I've been in Laurel. I've been here a long time. We're ready for sunshine here in Laurel, I can assure you.
Parts of Michigan are also recovering from significant flooding this week. At least one person has died after massive storms dropped many inches of water in the Metro Detroit area. Some motorists had to be rescued from their cars on flooded freeway ramps. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.